Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the D-Pack. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited, and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I'm glad the week is over. I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at D-Pack. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
What's going on, Mark?
Not much, Joe.
Oh, Lord, it's been a day. It's been a day. It's Monday, November 9th. Am I correct? And it's cloudy, cold freaking day here in the ATL. It's been raining like we live in Seattle. I am not sure what's going on with the weather in Atlanta right now, but it feels like we're in spring, like when spring showers. It's been raining for the entire week. It's cold, but I'm not going to let that get the best of us. I'm going to continue, and the show must go on. Dean Geronimo is not going to be with us because he reminded me that he is initiating some new pledgees. So therefore, Dean is out of commission, maybe for another week. Because
okay.
He's working, you know, he's doing his fraternity business.
Yeah.
And we did have a guest for tonight, but I had to, Mark, make those executive decisions, and I had to be a bitch about excluding the guests that we had because they were trying to be a prima donna. And one thing you should know about me, I think you already know, I have a big mouth. Do I or do I not have a big mouth? It's okay to tell me. I have a big mouth, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So let's just say that the guest that we had on the show tonight was trying to pretty much take over, and I think you haven't experienced this because we've had some good guests, but like I say, the show must go on because, honestly, I don't give a fuck. I am not going to allow anybody to come on our show and try to run our show. And with that said, the person that was going to be on tonight was pretty much trying to showboat me and tell me, oh, I have contacts from BET and VH1, and they're going to be on your show tonight, and blah, 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 blah. And to be honest with you, Mark, I am so through with fake people that pretend to have all of these connections on Facebook, and they solicit themselves, and they look at my page, and you know, like me, I don't bite my tongue. I tell it like it is, and maybe that's what gets me in trouble, but I really don't need other people to orchestrate this show. So with that said, it's just you and I tonight. It's going to be straight talk. It's not going to be a long show tonight. But I did want to throw out there to you, this is what I need for you to do, and those that are listening tonight. We are the voice of the people. If you have a voice and want to be heard, this is the platform for you to do so. Ty Jones is your host tonight. Mark Lee is your co-host out of the Bull City. And we are thank you for your listener support, because I do check our stats on a regular basis, and I notice that a lot of people, if they don't even call in or tune in the night of the show, Mark, they are definitely going back to the archive shows, and they are listening. So with that said, this is what I want to do, Mark, and this is where I need your assistance, because I figured out a way where we can generate revenue for our talk show, and we want to thank you for your listener support. What I am going to advertise tonight is, if you want to advertise on the Voice of the People, I am looking for those that are in business, and if you have a business or you have a product and you want your product broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, The Voice, we are charging $100 for those that want to advertise on our show. And I'm speaking 10 potential business clients that want to advertise on the show. If you want to pay $100 a month, that will equate to, Mark, for us to generate $1,000 a month for Blog Talk Radio, for us to continue our show, where it is not coming out of Ty Jones's pocket, because I do pay for us to be on Blog Talk Radio, which I don't mind doing because this is our show. Right. But what I was going to suggest to you, Mark Lee, is if you have people in Durham that are business owners and they don't want to deal with commercial radio stations that are going to charge them much more than what I'm asking, and they want to be heard, and they don't want to just be heard in their city. They want to be heard throughout the U.S. and in other countries, because we do have listeners that support us in Nigeria and people that support us even in Paris and in Germany that listen to the show. I would like for you, because you will receive a commission, if you can get me 5 to 10 clients that want to pay $100 a month, and they can do that. All you have to do is contact me, because I can take PayPal, and I do accept credit card payments, and I'm looking for 10 to 15 potential business owners that want to advertise on our show, and I only want to charge them $100. What do you think about that?
That's very reasonable, and I'm actually ahead of the curve. I was talking to somebody on Thursday. We had a fan fundraiser for the nonprofit, for the community radio station that I'm also on. And one of my fellow announcers there is running a winery. He's one of the few black wine distributors in the country.
And this is what I'm saying. So if you have a person that has a winery and they want their business to be promoted, and pretty much what's going to happen is this, and I'm going to give them a rundown. You heard the intro, which is, you already know, Mark, I'm a professional just like you. So this would say, this show is being brought to you by such and such, Jane Doe, John Doe, who owns a winery in the Bull City. This show is being brought to you by John Doe out of the Bull City, and we are broadcasting live on the Voice of the People. If this person wants to advertise our show, let him know for a small donation of $100 monthly, he will receive worldwide advertising, not just in his city, but throughout the U.S. and in other countries. People will hear about his business. So if you can start helping me, Mark, because right now, we need to start paying these bills, and it needs to stop coming out of Ty Jones's pocket.
I understand, and that's why I was already asking. I mean, it's not like he's in the game for it. He's just waiting to ink some deals with the three actual wines that he's going to be carrying, and those should be inked, I believe he told me this week, no later than next week. And then he's actually
in
the field of radio and announcing, so he has no problem. So he has no problem in doing that. He's already stated how much he would be willing to pay.
You
know, he was actually in that range.
This is what I want to tell you tonight. The phone number that they can contact me is going to be, and I'm going to tell it to you now, and I hope that you can write it down. You have it ready?
I'm actually not European or paper, but if you just go ahead and announce it on the airwaves, I will.
The number that they can contact me, and I'm going to send it to you via text message on Facebook right now. But the number that anyone that wants to contact Cy Jones, they can send it to me via text message, or they can contact me, would be 347-913-3817. That number is the number that you can contact me via text message, and you will receive a response. Mark, I'm actually texting you that number right now as he speaks, so you can have it, because for some reason, and you know, like anything, life happens. And so I dropped my cell phone, and when I dropped it, it's out of commission. So thankfully, I have a backup number, which is through Google Voice. And so I've been receiving texts and phone calls from close friends and family that are concerned about me. Oh, what's going on with you? And I had to tell them, I dropped the phone broke, I couldn't get out of the house today. And so they can contact me, area code 347-913-3817. You can call me or you can text me, and you can give this number, which I just sent you via text message, to your potential business owners that want to advertise on our show.
No problem at all.
Yeah. So what's going on in the Bull City tonight?
Well, a couple of things. One, I think that you are absolutely correct. They must have done something strange with the world and turned it upside down, because here in North Carolina, we are also getting way too much rain. It's been raining all day long. It was raining yesterday. And I think they're calling for more tomorrow. They're saying we're going to clear up on Wednesday, and it rained pretty much all of last week. So I think that somewhere Seattle got turned around and became North Carolina and Atlanta and the whole East Coast.
It's a weird weather. And when I say, like, yesterday, it was not only raining, it was freezing outside. Like, this was the kind of weather you definitely needed to snuggle up under a blanket and just take it easy. Said, Markley, I've got some things to vent tonight, because you should know I am the type that I don't bite my tongue, right?
Right.
So let's just say we're gonna do some straight talk tonight, Markley, and we're gonna talk about morals. The topic tonight is more morals, and I am honestly telling you from the horse's mouth, I think the word morals has just gone out the window for the world that we are living in today. I am so hell-bent on remaining positive in this world we're living in, but I will let you know, in the past weekend, my patience and my loyalty to people has been very, very tested. And with that said, I will never ever, ever, ever open up my personal door to help anyone that claims that they are homeless, struggling financially, and needing a place to stay, because I've got myself in a terrible situation with a young lady that claimed to be homeless and needed a place to stay to me, and robbed and stole from me in my own place. And it was very disheartening that girl was using her 4-year-old as a decoy to have a place to stay, and then stole money out of my house.
Right.
So let's go from there. When you hear a story such as that coming from someone like me, and you know me personally, what are your opposing views on that? I want to know.
I regularly run into people that do that hustle on a regular basis. I mean, they're all over Durham. They're all over Raleigh. They're all over everywhere. So I'm actually surprised that you let them into your life that far, knowing you as well as I do know you. So generally, I cut it off at the pass, because I've had one case where I had a roommate that was that way and was involved in drugs. This was years ago. And me and my younger brother, because he's somewhat more of the enforcer than I am, we summarily got him out of the house, and we have since patched up our bridges, and we're still on speaking terms. I don't want to call him a friend, but we're at least on speaking terms. But he is definitely, and he's gone through some troubled things in his life as well. But as a general rule, because I can tell you that hustle of claiming that they're homeless or claiming that they need this or that is one that a lot of people around here think with a grain of salt, because I can't tell you that. Matter of fact, I was hit up with one earlier today at the bus stop. Somebody came up to me asking for change, claiming that they were in a homeless situation and things of that nature. We do know that these are difficult times, and some of those stories can be true, so I can't understand that. But at the same time, I think that a lot of those song and dances had to be taken with a grain of salt, so I take them with a grain of salt. Now, if the person gives me a clue that they're actually homeless, then I might actually try to help them out, but very seldom will I offer them a place to stay. I mean, they really got to prove something to me in order for me to do that. But I can tell you that one of the things I'll add to that is that if you actually ask some of these people, they claim to be homeless, so they're looking for money. Sometimes they're looking for money for drugs. If you actually take them to a restaurant,
This girl was not a drug addict. This was the sad thing was the girl wasn't a drug addict. She was a 28-year-old, and her name I will not disclose. 28-year-old female with a 4-year-old child. So let's just say she got pregnant at 24 years old, and she's got this 4-year-old, and she pretty much. Has a baby father, which I'm not open to baby fathers because I've never had, quote unquote, a baby father. I was a married woman and I was considered a wife. So I don't know anything about baby mothers, baby father drama, because honestly, I did it the right way. I got married. I had beautiful children, which you met, and my children are from my ex-husband. So let's just say I had a bleeding heart and I chose to open up my home to this young lady who I thought was looking out for the best interest of her son, and she turned around and stole from me. Now that, in my opinion, is just very disheartening, which will never allow me to ever open up my home to a stranger ever again. Let's just say that. You know, the thing is, we are living in a world nowadays, people, that honor, security, your morals are so necessary. And when you don't have those, you are questionable by every means necessary. So this is a different time that we are living in. The times that we are living in now are very, very sensitive. People are exploiting themselves via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't care where they are, but we have what you call vampires that will suck you and everything that you have if you are not equipped, aware, and protective of yourself. So this is a public service announcement for everyone listening tonight. Do not let your guard down, because the minute you allow yourself to be open to strangers, you can too, just like Ty Jones, get taken advantage of. And I don't think anybody in this world deserves that type of treatment.
So Mark, I would agree with you, Ty. I would agree with you, Ty, but I would ask you this. I mean, a lot of that is because of the nature of the world that we live in. It's more open. It's more of a media-driven world with the internet and things of that nature. You just mentioned Facebook and Instagram and all of that kind of stuff. So, yes, these people can prey on not just you, but other people that way and everything. But I would disagree with you in saying that this is something new. If you study the Jazz Age and you study that era of, like, the Harlem Renaissance, there were people that were doing that in the same kind of way during that time. You read the autobiographies of like Mingus and Monk and people like that. They would talk about the same people that they dealt with.
Now,
but
you know,
the difference was that you didn't.
What's
wasn't
the difference?
As broad
now, slow down for a second, Mark, because I want people to hear you and understand you. What's the difference, Mark Lee, in those times? Because I'm going to bring up some names, and I know you know these names. Let's just say, for example, I just watched a few months ago Queen Latifah did an amazing, and like I say, an amazing job portraying Bessie Smith. And if anybody doesn't know who Bessie Smith is, Bessie Smith was an infamous blues singer who was a lesbian. This portrayal that Queen Latifah did of Bessie Smith that was exclusive on HBO was an amazing portrayal of this blues singer who actually was toying with her sexuality, being a lesbian, being a black woman who was a lesbian back in the 30s when I was not even existing. But back then, and when I watched the movie, I saw this woman struggle. She struggled with being a thick black woman, being a lesbian, and at the time didn't even understand her own sexuality. She was bisexual, not even lesbian, because lesbians are straight for women. This woman was bisexual because she had a husband, and she actually even toyed with lesbianism, and she was a great blues singer. So nowadays, Mark, homosexuality is so out there and accepted, as opposed to back in those days, it was in the closet, and you had to pretty much cover up your sexuality. What do you got to say about that?
Well, this is an issue that we're not going to agree with, because I actually believe that the more openness that people have is actually a better way to do it. I mean, think about it. If you were dealing with a Bessie Smith back in the day, or if you were dealing with a Pauline Murray back in the day, who also kind of covered up her lesbian tendencies and things of that nature, as a man, and I can tell you I would you rather know that up front versus somebody that's going to be like living a dual life and living that life in one way, but not because of whatever reasons they're afraid of society or things of that nature. They don't want to let you know where they're standing. I'd rather know where the people are actually standing. So like I said, a lot of those people did it because of the ways that they were ostracized in the society for that lifestyle. So I would rather somebody that lived that lifestyle actually just come out and say that that's what they're doing. And yes, I do know that there's some people that, for whatever reason, business or whatever, choose to lead a dual life, but that's the whole game.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with you. I'm just going to be honest with you. I really don't disagree with you. Just because I am not discriminate against a person because of their sexual preference, and I'll tell you why. And this is a testimony I've never shared on the show. Now, when I was at the tender age of 5 years old, okay, my background, as you know, Mark, my father is Puerto Rican and Dominican. My mother is African American. So when I was about 5 years old and I was able to walk and talk and see, I had an uncle who was, and God bless him because he is no longer living, and I will not disclose his name, but he was homosexual. I remember as a child, my grandmother really being very harsh to my uncle because he dressed in his sister's clothes. He dated the same sex. He was very flamboyant, and I will be quite frank with you. He looked very much like me, except he was a little bit taller. He was 6'1". He was tan. He was beautiful. And when he dressed up in women's clothing, he was freaking gorgeous. So with that said, as a young child, I was exposed to the alternative life. So as I got older, I started promoting, as I think I've told several people, and you too, Mark, have heard me share this testimony. When I was in my young, tender age, in my 20s, I used to promote. Hold on 1 second, Mark. In my young 20s, I used to promote parties and nightclubs, and I was one of those people that used to see a lot of gays and homosexuals. Carry on from there, Mark. I need to take this other call. Carry on, and you tell the people what you need for them to hear. from what I just stated, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Yeah, like Ty was saying, well, me personally, I have worked with a lot of different artists of all sorts and all types and things of that nature. Some of them from all kinds of different lifestyles and from different races, religions, and different cultures and things of that nature. So, you know, growing up in a family that definitely believed in openness and believed in letting people basically live their life according to the way that they wanted to live their life and not really make judgments about it. We felt that that was, if any judgments were going to be made, and that was just with some of my family members, not all of them, those judgments could be made by God himself and things of that nature. I've just recently found out that, you know, some family members don't even believe in God, or they're more atheist or agnostic. So that's kind of where their heads are with that. And they also have that attitude of just kind of like live and let live. And I think that's kind of where my attitude is as well. But that does not mean that I approve of everything that everybody does. I mean, there are certain things that I definitely do not approve of whatsoever. But like, what, do you want to get involved with animals or things of that nature, or definitely children? That is not going to be looked upon with favor in my eyes or anybody else's eyes that I know. But I do know that some people get it a little bit twisted there. And I find it interesting that Ty was talking about her person that was doing cross-dressing, because I know some people that do that as well. And some of them, actually, that is just like almost something that they enjoy doing in terms of style. It's not necessarily it's always a sexuality thing, because some of them are actually as straight as they can be, but for whatever reason, they like wearing clothes of a different gender, whether that be women dressed in male clothes, or in some cases, men dressed in women's clothes. And sometimes it's more of a theatrical thing than it is about any sort of a lifestyle choice. Because I do know some people that do it strictly for the theatrical reasons of doing it, and they might even enter some of those contests. I mean, there is a big drag bingo scene here in the Triangle. I know there's one in Durham. I believe there's one that sometimes meets in Raleigh and places of that nature.
And these people can't help who they are. I'm not one to judge these individuals. Say that. I am a very open-minded woman. And let's just say, thank God for exposure. In my 20s, I promoted parties in nightclubs in New York City. And so at the tender age of 21, I was promoting large venues in New York, and I had a partner who was from Zaire. His name was life. And when I promoted parties, we had we had transvestites, transgender, lesbians, gay, whatever you wanted. They came to our parties along with heterosexuals. I never met these people. I would never look at them as, oh my God, you're a queer, you're crazy. My uncle, I was an open-minded individual. So I chose to be non-discriminant of individuals who choose to like the same sex. It's not my business of who you love. That's between you and God. All I can do on this earth is be a voice, and that's why we have a show called The Voice of the People. We are not here to talk down to you. We are not here to cast stones at our houses, because we all have our inner demons. What we're here to do is allow you to have a platform, to have a voice, to be heard. That way you can let others know of your testimony or your struggle. Take it away, Mark.
Oh, you're bringing up that.
Take it away.
I said you were breaking up there. I couldn't quite hear all of that you were saying.
No, I just said take it away, so you can continue to talk from there.
I got you. Yes. Yeah, so, well, she's adjusting. Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, the Voice of the People is all about trying to offer voices to people of a variety of communities. We've had people that have been on the show already. We've covered a wide range. We've had business leaders. We've had authors. We've had definitely musicians. And among those groups, there's people of different lifestyles and different I believe religious beliefs as well. Definitely, I don't think they've all been Christian, but I think we've had a couple of folks that belong to other religions as well, even possibly some Eastern religions. I need to double check that with
him. We've even had Khalid, who's a sex coach, who at the tender age of 12 was prostituting herself. She was doing a segment called Horror Prophecy. And she was talking about testimony of prostituting herself and being a woman of the night. And then she turned her test into a testimony. And now she's a certified sex coach who talks to people about love, intimacy. And she was on our show consecutively every month being a sex therapist like a Dr. Ruth and talking to people that were uncomfortable with their sexuality or intimacy. So I'm just saying, when I'm a woman who likes my show and can talk freely about sex and love, you should know I'm not discriminating against anyone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a show that lets people have their voices and things of that nature. Sometimes we agree with our guests, sometimes we don't agree with our guests. And that's one of the great things about the show that we have is that they can definitely give their opinion and we can say theirs. And like I said, I know there have been a couple of shows in the past that guests have said something that either you disagreed with or that I have disagreed with, and we've agreed to disagree.
And sometimes you're going to choose because it's called
life. Ty, you're breaking up again. I can't, for some reason, the phone is breaking up. I don't know if it's the rain or what's going on, but I know that the conversation is breaking up there a little bit. All right, are you still there, Ty? Hello? Well, like you said, it's been rambling on. I'm not sure how much folks heard about the events that are going on and things of that nature. But I was saying that there's going to be a big activist activity with youth activists that will be happening in Durham this weekend. So I'll be meeting a lot of people that are out of the activist community that are considered youth leaders. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll be meeting them probably on, I think the thing I've got to do is either Thursday or Friday. But we'll be giving a tour of Durham. We'll be talking and visiting some of the historical homes, including Pauli Murray's home, who I just referenced earlier, an activist here in Durham who definitely was one of the premier people in terms of being a young activist and was, you know, she wasn't taking no BS. She was an activist that actually called the early civil rights leaders out for not having women leaders. So he was talking about the Bayard Rustins and people of that nature. I was like asking them, why is there no real women leadership in the forefront? And he was at the forefront of that, and it is a Durham institution. So I'm looking forward to hearing whether the youth know about her and if they don't know about her, what they think of her, because she is definitely somebody that they need to follow. But hopefully some of y'all heard that, comments and things of that nature.